Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It is only 44 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 11 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas crafts. The first and most important question to ask yourself when thinking about giving crafts as gifts is simple. Do you even like to craft? And the second part of the equation, do you like to craft under pressure? While many of us can answer yes to the first part of the question, the second part is important because you have a deadline that must be met, or you will end up having to go out and possibly purchase a gift at the last minute. It is so important to be honest with yourself. If you love to craft, but not under pressure, then consider not assigning a crafted gift to a particular person until the craft is finished. Then you will not be stressed out as the holiday season quickly approaches. If you do not mind working under pressure, like my friend Cassandra tells me, deadlines are our friend, then make your list and start planning. Whichever way you decide, crafting, but not adding it to the gift list until it is complete, or making a list and crafting under pressure, the key to successfully crafted gifts is to make a list and schedule time to work on your crafts. The next step is to plan crafts. No matter if you want to start a new craft you found on Pinterest this year, or finish craft projects you started last year but just did not get finished, you need to fill out a craft project form. The purpose of this form is to help you understand the full scope of each craft project you want to make. List out the supplies you need for each project, including the cost and a completion date. Now schedule your crafting time on your calendar so you can see if you really can complete the items by Christmas. Even if it's something as simple as working while you watch an hour of television each night, put it on your calendar. Planning out your work sessions will keep you on track, remind you of your upcoming completion date, and help you avoid last-minute crafting gift stresses. Finally, when you have a project that is ready to be started, consider involving your children or grandchildren in the process. Depending on the ages of your helpers, their involvement can be something as simple as helping gather the supplies, counting out pieces into baggies, helping create a kit for each craft, or helping in the assembly and crafting of the projects. Be creative and let the children feel like they are a big part of the process, creating memories for years to come. Happy crafting! For more information on Christmas crafting, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas Kitchen. The baking season is right around the corner, so now is the time to plan. Don't forget to join our email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.